Simply Done, the podcast network.
I love a parade. Dun 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 dun.
I would like it to see when that monkey brain gets in here. And talking about monkey brain, you're late, motherfucker. Why are you so fucking late?
Mole, sit down.
Turn your head.
Mole,
hey,
please.
Stupid
mole,
ass.
Mole.
Get the fuck in here.
Come here. He doesn't mean. I'm going to get on him for everything he's done. Come on over here, Mole.
Hold on 1 second. Can I talk to you for a second,
man,
out here?
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez. What have you done now, Perry?
I did nothing. He's late. He's in trouble. Or as Donald Trump would say, you're fired. You fucking dumbass.
All right, he's back.
Well,
he's back.
Back. Back. Back.
Well, I'm back in black.
But you're late, you bitch.
I don't think I am, dude.
You're fucking late.
You told me that
All right, Perry, you don't have a leg to stand on.
What time did you tell me to be here, Scaremaster?
I don't do that.
Mole.
That's not my instruction.
See?
That's his instruction.
Mole.
Hey, I might be late, but I'll tell you what's not late is this tune right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from VPN Studios in Culver City, California, it's the Big 3 Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm Don.
My name is Walter.
Molininski.
No, you're Scaremaster.
Introduce yourself.
And I'm the Scaremaster.
Caramello.
Perry Caravello.
Yeah, I didn't correct you. You did my name.
Well, guys, we can't argue because today we have an absolute huge show with an incredible special guest, but that'll happen in a second. But we've got some things to talk about. First of all, let's just address it. We had a VPN show this past Sunday, which went well.
Yeah, until this guy went crazy and started yelling at everybody.
Well, he does. He constantly does. His temper is unbelievable.
I don't remember what happened.
Perry,
you don't remember much of anything.
We have a big show. We can't talk. Please, let me finish what I'm saying. Now, this could honestly be our last show because I'm not having fun with it, Perry, and it's because of you.
What did I do?
Well,
that's my line.
Exactly. Thank you, Mole. You steal from everybody, don't you? Well, you were supposed to apologize to me for a bunch of stuff. Well, Mole, here's the supposed apology.
Don, it's Perry. The time is 5:57 on my Time Warner cable box. Listen, man, I'm not in a good mood. I'm about to cry. Oh, God. You and I have our problems. Last week's podcast, of course, does not work correctly without you at the controls. Because fucking Mole doesn't know what he's doing. But anyhow, I need to say I am sorry to you for being a pushy fuck. About this, we gotta make things work. Come on, we got VPN, this new podcast, this new company, like a new TV channel. But instead of it being on TV, it's on the internet, and it's not just a channel. The internet is worldwide, so let's not fuck around. Let's get our shit together and get things to happen. All right. I need you. You need me. Molly does both. So let's get things to happen. And let's not be a couple of dicks and bitch bark and fight about it like little elementary school kids. Be in touch. This weekend I'm really fucking fucked up, hooked and fucked up. Crazy legal garbage. And next weekend's even worse. Anywho, I don't feel good. I got a major headache. I got problems with the convalescent home where my aunt's at, and I got in trouble over there, so I don't even want to get into that. And don't even ask that on the show. do not talk about my aunt on the show or ask about what kind of problems I got into over there. Okay? That's all.
Wow, Scare Match, that was not a good apology.
Not at all. Not even close. And what's the deal with your aunt?
Yeah, what's up with your aunt?
I can't talk about it.
Why?
Is she the sexiest Caramello?
She's not a Caravello.
Yeah, but you remember you talked about had that one relative who you said you would like to make love on.
Yeah, you did say
was this
her.
The aunt? Was she the
no!
hottest one?
No!
Well, which one was it?
Oh, Christ. First off, my aunt here in the valley is not a Caravello.
What's her name?
Aida.
Aida. I eat her pussy.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. But tell us what's going on with your aunt. What,
I can't
how'd you
discuss
get in trouble?
It. I can't
how'd you get in trouble?
It.
You got in trouble,
then,
though.
Are
no
you
comment.
Suing her? Are you suing
no.
her?
No.
Okay, then let's make a pact.
No
here.
Comment.
Today, we don't talk about his aunt, and we don't talk about Randy Callahan. Is that fair?
Thank you.
I think it would be. Wait, those two have nothing to do with each other.
No, they don't.
What
don't.
Did your aunt do with him?
Nothing. My aunt did nothing. It's no comment.
Because he's not into aunts. He's into, you know, nephews, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Well, you know what? Here's the part of the show that people love, and we've got a bunch to do today. So this is where you, the common person at home, you get to be part of the Big Three Podcast Fun with our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout-out before, this is where we let you say some of the ideas that's going through your mind. You have something you want to say to us? What you do, you write a small, short paragraph. You send it to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. We'll read it on the air. And you know what? Because we're getting so many lately, we might, and Mo will agree with this, we might have to stop doing so many.
Really?
Well, if they're this long, so you got to.
Oh yeah, they got to be short because you got to give room for everybody. But man, they're really good though.
They really are. Okay, well, why don't you start us out today? All right, Mo, why don't you read this one? Okay.
Okie doke. Oh, here's a good one. This starts, dear Mr. Starley Perry Caramelli. My partner and I own a small skateboarding and snowboarding rental chain in Northern California. We at Skateworks are always looking for the newest up and coming skateboard decks, trucks, and skateboard apparel.
Okay. Cool.
We have done our research and we have found that the Bay Area is a hotbed for Big Three podcast downloads. We believe that the Starley Perry Caramelli line would be a valuable product to add to our inventory. We're very excited to start doing business with you.
Okay.
And we understand it's Starley Perry Skateboards offers
wrong.
Canadian maple hardwood decks, state-of-the-art trucks and wheels, and sweet skateboarding apparel. This is exactly what we're looking for. We are prepared to buy 200 complete skateboards at $21.40 per unit. Also, we would like to have an open order for all of your Starley Perry skateboard apparel, starting off with 5 units of each T-shirt. Pretty good.
Not bad at all.
Please look over the contract. When you receive it, sign and return it to us. For this business venture, we would like Mr. Dan Barney as your money manager.
No cool. way.
It I'll do that.
It is wise to have no a manager way. And to set allowances
I
for
agree.
Yourself so you don't overspend and dig yourself into debt. Spend ridiculous amounts of money on awful theme songs. Purchase time with
Jesus
dirty
Christ.
Whores. Or donate to your dog-worshipping clan. We would prefer this method because we don't trust sending this large amount of money through the mail to 7722 Receiver Boulevard, Apartment
27. Shut the fuck up
sorry,
about my home
sorry,
address.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Shut the fuck up about my home address.
I was reading too fast. I will slow down. You're right. Look, this is Skateworks.
Come on.
Okay. Mr. Caramelli, please understand this is a family-run business. We cannot afford to have a good name ruined by doing business with you. We have heard your constant bragging about the one time you S'd off Mr. Callahan for some SAG vouchers. That type of sexual deviance is looked down upon in our family establishment. Please refrain from bragging about this incident and any other gay encounters with men you may have had in the future. Any further mention of the incident with Mr. Callahan, the intercourse you had with Mr. Sheba, and other men you find yourself with in Denny's men's room bathrooms will null and void the contract you have with our company. It is also your responsibility to prevent Mr. Barney and Mr. Molinsky from mentioning any of your homosexual endeavors.
Please,
thank you for your time. Sincerely, Joshua Reese
thank
and Ryan
you, Josh.
Erickson.
It's about time. Oh, by the way.
Skateworks, Scaremaster. That's a good company, man.
I know it is.
A real good one. It's a real good one. Oh, by the way, I don't know how to handle this, so I think that we'll do it this way. There's a guy, Spooky Sammy, wrote us and sent us a blanket. But he sent us a letter, but he didn't put $10 into it. So, Perry, there's a blanket. That's yours. All right, here's your next $10. Ooh, this is from a jail cell. Correspondence originating from the correctional facility.
Wrap yourself up in it. Scare myself.
Facility not responsible for substance or contents. Friday, 2:30 a.m. in my cell, Mid-State Correction. To Perry Caravello. Yo, motherfucker, remember me? I wrote you last year because Nathaniel was my little cousin.
Oh, God.
And I found out he died because of your stupid, selfish motherfucking ass. Well, guess what, you cocksucking faggot? I'm up for parole next week, and the first thing I do when I get out of here.
Find me. Go right ahead.
That's what he says. When he gets out of the joint,
in jail,
he's going to find you, and he calls you a motherfucker, and that's not even your name.
I have nothing to do.
Good luck finding Scaremaster, too. Nobody knows where he lives.
He's like a chameleon. He'll blend in anywhere. You've caused me so much pain, and you haven't even apologized for what you did.
Apologize for what?
For killing Nathaniel.
I didn't kill
that's what he's saying. Okay. Nathaniel was a good little kid, and he died because of your greasy, cocksucking, faggot-loving ass. I hear you like getting up the ass. So when I find you, that's the first thing I'm going to do to you. I'm going to insert my thick penis in your gay Italian ass and start fucking your ass until it explodes. As soon as I can find out your home address.
That's not going to bring Nathaniel back.
You're dead, you gay motherfucker. So sweet dreams. And you better be watching for my ass because I'm coming for your stupid ass.
Yeah, I swear I'm going to get it.
To that little child.
Signed, Nathaniel's
cousin in jail. P.S. Mole, my homeboy. Mary Jane, you fly. Don, respect. Vince, shut the fuck up. Oh, that's not nice to Vince. It really isn't. And yes, Perry, you're dead, you gay motherfucker.
Yes.
Because of what you did in this
thing. I'm happy, fuckers.
What does that mean?
Like he says happy gay, not like
thank you.
Not like he wants that guy to rape him in his house in Reseda.
Well, here's a little package.
Shut up.
Why don't you get this one, Mole?
Oh, this is nice. This says, Dear Big Three, I'm a young, inspiring musician, and it has come to my attention that the greatest film ever made, Windy City Heat, was potentially going to be produced as a musical. Like every artist, I'm an opportunist, so I rented a studio for $1,200 and locked myself in for 16 hours straight with the intent of writing a song that will hopefully be featured in your upcoming musical. I spent $20 to be divided among Dan, Mole, and Scaremaster. I did not send you the money. You were the inspiration of the song, and thus it is a gift for you. I hope you like it. Pumpkin. Sincerely, Todd Stallone. Please call me Hunk. Scaremaster, call him Hunk.
Hunk.
Here you go.
That was nice.
Hunk, Hunk.
We'll read this one real quick. Dear Don Barris, a couple weeks ago, I opened my heart to you, and once again, you rejected me. I understand this is hard for you. You are a sexy, successful show business icon, and I am but a glamorous and glitzy diva living it up in Reseda. It sometimes seems as though it could never work, but I know that it can. I've enclosed a case of Cadbury Caramellos.
Whoa.
That shares my exact namesake to you, and so I can woo you. I know I can't win you over with only sweets, but I figured that you'll be eating caramel every time you swallow a bite. It would be like a little more of me will enter your body and bring us much closer to actual penetration. You are my everything. I want to whisk you and carry you away in my arms while you giggle like a blushing bride over the threshold of my bedroom at 7722 Reseda Boulevard.
Oh, fuck off!
I want to lay you on my
fuck off.
And make sweet consensual love to you while in a missionary position so that they can get full.
Some motherfucker used my goddamn address again.
No.
Okay. I've got problems over there right now.
Hold on. Let me finish reading this just to see what else they have to say. Now, to get a little more serious on the consequences, if you were to reject me again this week,
I'll tell you in a second.
Hold on. You're probably wondering why I haven't included a whistle in the package. That is a rape whistle. I'm not saying you will need it, even tomorrow. But if you reject me, well, let's just say I'll keep it for a little while. I have needs, and I think you will soon find out I am a very patient man. Perry F. Caravello, Italian super stud, 7722 Reseda Boulevard.
That's not my address. I moved.
Okay. All right. First of all, let's stop using his address. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, and you know what? That prison guy's trying to find out where he lives, and if he found out I live at 7722 Reseda Boulevard, he would freak out and he'd go right over there.
I didn't even think about that, but you're right.
Let's not use it. Okay. It's his privacy.
Let's make an agreement. No more use of your address.
And he's having problems over there.
I'm having big fucking problems.
We'll deal with this in a second. Okay. Yep. Perry, why don't you give it a shot at reading one? Here's a $10 shout out from you.
All right. Thank you. Dear Big Three, I wanted to talk to you about two things. The first is to get all the Big Three fans to come to an agreement on a standard format for $10 shout-outs, and that they should be one to two paragraphs and typed in size 18 to 20 font so that they don't go too long and too big font will help Donald Mull not strain their eyes because Perry won't read his fair share because he's Italian and Italians don't know how to read. Oh, fuck you. Italians don't know how to read. Okay. I was also wondering if you are planning on taking any fan submissions for songs for Windy City Heat, the musical. I'm working on some songs for the musical specifically, but I have some sample lyrics for Perry that are adapted from the song Bank Robber, Bank Robber performed by The Clash. Okay, but I just started. So
the lyrics, why don't you read that?
All right. I'm writing real quick. But I just started, so I only have the beginning lyrics. Perry was a band jobber. Perry, oh, God. Perry was a band hand jobber, but he never hurt nobody. He just loved to live that way, and he loved to jerk off Randy. Okay. Love Bart Swart.
Okay, again, how many times do we say the same thing? That is something that happened over
20 years. 21. It's almost 21 years.
Let's
Christ.
Drop the subject
you
about
fucking
Randy
morons.
Canale. Let me get this next one. Dear Big Three, thank you for reading my letter last month, but I'm afraid I owe Perry an apology. Not for calling Perry a dog-worshipping, low-life, gypsy piece of shit, but my letter was an example of the pot calling the kettle black. I called Perry a prostitute, and Big Three, I am a prostitute. Years ago, as my hours got cut back at the factory and I fell behind in my rent. Now I'm a proud man, and when Chris came to collect the rent, I didn't have enough money. I begged Chris not to evict me and let me do some work around the apartment complex to earn extra money. All Chris said was, "You're pretty hot, so I'll pay you if you go down on me." I swallowed hard, and I couldn't believe it when Chris whipped out the biggest pair of tits I've ever seen. I know Mary Jane is in the room, and a lady shouldn't hear such thing. You're absolutely right, I must say that. But rest assured, when Chris left my apartment 2 hours later, my rent was paid in full. Chris came over so much to collect the rent, he put in parentheses. I had my buddy Zach move in and bang her too. No gay shit. So I had time to bang my own girlfriend. So Perry, don't be ashamed of your whoring. If Randy Callahan would have been blacklisted from the entertainment industry, we wouldn't have a Windy City Heat and the Big Three podcast. Thank you, Perry, and I'm sorry. Whores truly, Ringo T. Jones.
Okay.
I don't know. Was that a bad one or a good one?
I guess. I don't even know how to answer that.
All right. Why don't you read this one right here?
Thank you. Okay. Dear Big Three Podcast, I must say that I'm disturbed by the abuse of Perry on your show. The way he is treated over his obsession with Justin Bieber is appalling. As a like-minded individual, I completely understand why he has a deep-seated love for the Biebs. Even though Bieber's sex appeal has dropped over the past few years, it's good to see that someone out there is fighting the good fight for their grown man who. Enjoy the company of young boys, please. Thank you for pushing the acceptance of man-boy love, Perry. Also, if you could give out Perry's email address, I would be more than happy to send Perry pictures and in videos he is sure to enjoy. Sincerely, Gary Glitter. P.S. Someday I will be able to return to the U.S. and might move to Reseda, California. Does Perry know of an apartment complex with walking distance to a Fatburger, Denny's, Baskin-Robbins, 7-Eleven, and our liquor store owned by a guy named Al?
That's your neighborhood, isn't it? Dun, dun, dun,
dun, that is my dun, neighborhood.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey! Dun, dun, dun. All right, let me get to this one. Dear Big Three, I've been listening to your podcast nonstop since I first watched Windy City Heat a few weeks ago. It has really helped me pass the time in prison. Oh, and he says, long story. My $10 shout-out is in Canadian dollars since I'm unable to go to the bank to change it to an American money. I'm sure the base master, I think he means scare master, I'm sure the base master will have no trouble exchanging it at his local bank of choice. The big three should remake Ghostbusters. It's what everyone in the world needs, wants, make it.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Base master, a.k.a. Freebase.
I don't know what that means. Yours truly, Paul Bernardo, Ontario, Canada. I used to go to Ontario all the time. That's very close to Michigan.
You lived on the other side of the border.
What do you mean?
Detroit, Michigan.
I didn't live in Detroit.
Well, okay, Saginaw.
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 Why would you say Saginaw?
Saginaw, Saginaw.
And I lived in Saginaw Township.
Whatever.
All right, anyway.
Ouch.
Okay, Mole, why don't you take this next letter right here? Here you go.
Thank you, Dan. Dear Big Three, this is a knock-knock joke. Dan, you're supposed to say it.
I'm supposed to say
yep.
it?
Yep.
Okay. Knock-knock, and then Perry's...
Who's there?
One-oat.
One-oat?
It's supposed to say one-oat who.
Okay, one-oat who?
One-oat who is in the apartment you go to if you're ever at 7722 Reseda and you want to get your dick sucked.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
All right, I see what they
one
did.
One-oat-two.
Yeah.
That's
you
really
read my
clever.
Address again.
No, no, he did not.
I
not
did
joke.
Not, I told
you're
you
the
not.
One who says one oat who.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, this is wrong. And again, I don't know how many times we have to say this.
I've
that
got
happened
people
20
coming
years
over.
Ago.
One oat.
People are coming over now, and I don't really like it.
It's just a really good joke.
It is.
One oat.
Okay, here's our last $10 shout out.
I'm a sucker for stuff like that. I'm not going to lie.
Dear Big Three, I'm starting to think that I'm really sick. Believe me when I tell you that I hate the Javajo Gypsy with a passion of hatred that I've never felt before.
Well, why are you writing us?
I'm trying to read it. Why are you interrupting us? All that I really want to do is get this bad chapter of my life behind me. But like I said the last time I wrote you guys, just when I thought I was out, Perry pulls me back in. Even though I continue to write the three of you, I do want to make one thing very clear,
Dimitri
that
Moreland.
I am not coming back to the podcast and continuing my work as the editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
I know that's UA Craig III.
Yeah, I know that I'm not officially working on the Perry case anymore. However, I got two things that I want to point out real quick. The first thing is I got in touch with someone that knows the inner workings over at Just Punk Graphics, and I found out that Perry has ordered some T-shirts from them. Oh, is that true?
Just Punk Graphics?
Just Punk Graphics. JP Graphics.
Anyway,
yes or no?
Not that I remember. Not that I remember.
I'll continue to read on. These T-shirts have a brand new logo that's a perfect logo for a skateboard company. Oh, congratulations.
No, I didn't order from anybody.
The only problem is the logo is a complete ripoff of the company logo of businessman, skateboard enthusiast, and American hero, the late Tim Perpetic.
He stole from me.
Stealing
from a dead
hero?
Shame on you. He stole from me.
Well, it says shame on you, you low-level piece of shit.
Well, you know what?
Well, you know what?
I want to find out who this Huey Craig III guy is.
Can I just
is?
Say one thing?
Because I think I'm looking at him.
How would I know anything about your fucking thing?
How about look at his T-shirt and see? Look how he looked up. Terrifying Tim.
Oh, that is the Terrifying Tim T-shirt.
No, that's the Terrifying Tim.
You stole that.
Yeah, you stole that from Terrifying Tim.
He stole the jacket from me.
He changed it immediately.
He changed it. Yeah, right.
You got that's
it's
copyright
all over the
stuff.
Internet. The hat, the leather jacket.
Okay, is that how you justify stealing from a dead person?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Fine.
Let me continue to read on. The other thing I wanted to point out is Perry has been banned from the state convalescent home where his Aunt Ada lives. The reason he was banned from there is because Perry was upsetting his aunt with his constant begging for money from every time he visited.
What?
Wow, Scaremaster, you scammed the government with your disability scam,
oh,
and then you try to scam your poor aunt with Alzheimer's.
I didn't scam my aunt for money.
Does she have Alzheimer's?
I didn't ask her for money. She's in the home.
Are you allowed to go there?
I'm not. Not that I'm not allowed to go there. It's
why,
just my
why
cousin
are you banned?
Mark.
Why
I'm
are you banned from there?
No comment.
Why don't they want you to be there?
They didn't say they didn't want me
there. Yeah, they did.
No comment.
Is it because you're
asking
for
money?
No comment.
Is that what you were talking about before?
Yeah.
So
no
you've
comments.
Been banned from your
I'm not banned from
oh,
there.
Oh, my God, Perry. Oh, my God.
But I'm not asking my aunt for money.
Let me read on.
What's the bullshit here?
Every week it seems as Perry's hit a new low in his attempt at being a human. You start thinking there's no way this Javajo bonehead could get any lower. Well, this week he picked the bones of a dead American hero stealing from him. He is tormenting his sick aunt, and he may have ruined the big three with his stupidity, and he has never denied that he is gay.
I'm not gay.
You're
I'm not
loyal.
A
All right. I'm just saying, I'm reading what he's saying. Why are you getting mad at me? And it comes from your loyal fan, friend, and former worker, Hugh A. Craig III, former
AKA
editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks. If you say that again, Well, you can say whatever the fuck you want. This is how stupid you are. I am not Hugh A. Craig III.
Okay, you're not Hugh A. Craig III.
God's sake. Well, and that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Well, we learned a lot of stuff about that.
The reason why I'm throwing these things out there, by blaming you for being Hugh A. Craig III.
Oh, yeah, like when you blame me for being Terrifying Tim?
I didn't say you were Terrifying Tim. I might have said that once or twice, but that was a sarcastic joke.
Hey, wait a second. Is that a phone call? Could you send that through for us, please?
Hello, Big Three. Do you know who it be?
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Hey,
what's up, Mr. Adams? Nice,
cool
good rhyme.
Rhyme.
Good
yeah.
rhyme.
Well, when I rhyme the rhyme well.
Oh, you should be a rapper, dude. You'd be a great rapper.
You know what? I've often thought that, Walter. I've often thought that. Let me ask, what would be some good rap names for me?
JQ Tip.
Oh, JQ
Tip. Ooh, I love it, Mr. Barnes. Others.
Notorious JQA or Ghostface Quincy.
LL Quince J.
Ooh, I like that. LL Quince J.
Perry, do
yes,
some.
Yes,
Perry,
yes.
I'm not a rapper.
Well, listen, way to play ball, as always, Scaremaster. Way to play along. Now, listen, on to other news. We're off of VPN this week. And for this podcast, we're back into rock and roll.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Are we
Hell
ready
yeah.
for this week's tune?
Oh, yeah. Yes. You guys got to share that one.
Okay.
Okay, here we are. This week's tune for the musical of Windy City Heat. Are we all ready? Pass out the lyrics, Walter. Pass out the lyrics. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, this is a good tune. This one. Yes.
This is Scaremaster.
Here we are.
You know what's mine?
Let's get it together. Fury, he's a dick that won't be beat. All right, like a detective, it's a double entendre. Curry, it's the food that Stain won't eat. Because it has dairy in it.
Sorry.
Intolerance. No one cares who he is or what his name is.
Yeah.
They don't, they just don't care. It's such a shame, cause all Stone wants is to be famous. Here we go. Hot Stone, Windy City. Looking old's not very pretty. It's a party full of pity. Hot Stone, Windy City. So sad to be cracked up like that stone.
That's about you, Scaremaster.
So fat, gonna spend tonight alone. Yes, most likely, right? Yes. When he gets dressed up, he acts like he just don't care. From his North Face fanny pack to his long, oily, graying hair.
Yeah.
Hot stone, Windy City. Here we are, we're having some fun. Please stop trying to be witty. His apartment small and shitty. Hot Stone, Windy City. All right, now the dancers come out, the Hot Stone Dancers. They're dancing like they're in a Hot Stone sauna. They've got their towels on. They're walking around the Hot Stone sauna. They've got their hot stones in their hands, and they're dancing. They whip off the towels and come to the front of the stage, and we really kick it in. Come on down to Stone's place, baby. And don't be rude. We'll make love in Stone's face, baby. If you're a dude.
Ah, dudes.
Hot Stone, Windy City. Getting into it now. Hot Stone, Windy City. Stone sausages, itty bitty. Hot Stone Windy City. Everyone's dancing.
Hot Stone Windy City.
Feeling it?
Hot Stone Windy City. Time to end this little ditty. Hot Stone Windy City.
That's
all right.
That was,
thoughts. What did we think?
I loved it. We had some fun with it.
We had a good time.
Petty, listen, it's a little hard to say one thing.
May I just say one thing? What all the fans and the people appreciate you most is your sense of humor about yourself, how you're able to take a joke. That and your latent most sexuality.
You know, enough with the songs and everything. Let's get to the jokes. How about the jokes? How about the jokes? What happened to jokes?
Goodbye, Adams.
Let me do this. Let me ask you one query. Why shouldn't I write my rap lyrics with a broken pencil?
Because it's pointless.
Yes, much like these jokes themselves.
Oh, meta.
Exactly.
Meta.
Better get a bucket. I'm going to make sick up.
Ciao, Adams.
Toots loves.
What's going on with you two, Scaremaster?
I'm not gay. I'm not a homosexual. I'm not a flaming faggot.
Well, you know what?
So we can stop making it look this way.
Here's what we can do. We can prove that he's not gay, and I'll tell you how. Because right now is the moment we've all been waiting for. This is where Perry and his co-host, Lisa Marie, the very lovely Lisa Marie.
Oh, look who's here, dude.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
There you
hey,
are.
Dominic from last Dominic. From the VPN show.
What are you doing here?
The VPN show. What's happening?
Monahan and Monahan job back together.
Come say hello.
So why are you hanging out here?
I was just coming back just to find out if we could actually run that clip again. You know the
clip from the VPN show that we didn't get to see.
We had problems with the VPN clip, so I wondered if at this point maybe we could just.
Well, okay. If for those of you that don't know, this past Sunday, Dominic was on our show and he was going to run a clip from his TV show, Wild Things. Right. What channel is it on, by the way?
Wild Things is on BBC America.
Yeah, and for some reason, every other clip worked perfect, but yours we could never get through.
I feel like there was a conspiracy, maybe.
I don't know if that's true.
And I want to take it back to one of the first times I ever appeared on you guys' show. Perry, do you remember that phrase that I taught you? The one to kind of maintain a sense of quality in your life, kind of bring up your game a little bit. Do you remember that? We repeated it a few times.
Numerous times, actually.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
You don't? Should I remind you of it?
A lot more.
Professionalism is.
Nice memory.
Hashtag professionalism.
All that marijuana you smoke and your memory is fantastic.
I really don't have any of that. I do enjoy apple cherry with tobacco, though.
Apple cherry with tobacco, that's right.
Professionalism is,
you know. I've not heard you say that much since I've not been around.
All right, professionalism is, and then an answer.
And that is what I want.
Yeah. Well.
And I feel like I should say that to the guys here in the studio. Maybe they'll make the clip.
Okay, the thing about the clip, and I'm sorry to say this, but this isn't a video show. This is just strictly audio.
We can just play the audio. I mean, the audio is dynamic, just on its own. So let's run it.
All right, if you could, run that clip.
It's...
Okay.
That's right.
That sounded terrifying, the screaming and the animals.
Oh, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Those are things in your head.
Wow, man.
There was nothing that came through there.
I was saying no.
Well, do you want to stick in for the rest of the show?
Well, I'll stay, but I'm not really sure why I'm staying.
Well, MS is going to do sex tales.
Oh, yes.
You want to do that first, or do you want to do what a lot of people have been sitting on the edge of their seat for? Because what we have is we have the pilot for the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Yeah.
That's with Perry and his co-host Lisa Marie.
The beautiful Lisa Marie.
The beautiful Lisa Marie. I will tell you this, we're very happy for Lisa because, you know, our theme song by the band Retribution.
Mm. Sure Vibration.
The lead singer of that band was Slate, right?
Right, Eric Slate.
Guess what he's doing now?
Lisa Marie.
Fucking the shit out of her.
Oh, nice.
Beating the hell out of her giny hole.
Nice, quality.
Yeah.
Well, Eric and Lisa are having a good relationship, and I congratulate them.
That's good.
I mean, yeah, I still love Lisa.
She was your past lover.
She wasn't my past lover.
Yes, you did. No. You said it on the show she was.
You did say that.
No.
You said on the show that she did stuff to your to your bunghole with her tongue.
Wrong.
Somebody put that up online. Okay, well, that's what they did.
Can we play that clip?
Well, whoever put that online and made that lie.
No, it's you talking.
It really
it
was
It might
you.
Be me talking, but somebody
but
voiced.
You, so you lied.
No,
I
you.
Didn't say Lisa did anything with me.
Well, let's play, her asshole.
Let's play that clip.
No, I. Ugh.
I don't think we
Please.
Have the clip here.
Lisa had a big fight with me about it, and she even made it look like she even told me that I said it, and I'm embarrassed if I did.
You did
because I don't
so
remember making
upset
that
with you?
Statement, huh?
She was upset with you.
She was fucking furious.
Did someone do that? But it wasn't Lisa Marie.
I didn't. Look, Lisa and I have been friends since we filmed Bedazzled together. Okay?
Bedazzled.
The movie Bedazzled.
Bedazzled. Who's Azzled? Is that another guy you beat? Bedazzled.
Oh, God.
Well, you know what? Let's get into your sexcapades, because have you ever been around when he's done his sexcapades
Not
before?
Been around. I've heard it on the podcast, and it's okay. quite graphic.
All right, well, here we go. This is another All version
right. This is
where Perry will tell us about his former conquest of the lovely ladies. Right. Once again, it's time for Perry's
sexcapades number 23. Guess what, guys? Three longtime old friends, strippers, just came over and showed me the time of my life.
To the house.
What? When
yeah,
was
they,
this?
They,
when
they
was this?
It was like, let's see, what's today? Okay. They came over... It was like Tuesday or Wednesday night.
To the house.
To my apartment.
Well, that's cool. It's cool that people
yeah, and,
are so easy for people to
right.
get in touch with.
Here's the thing. One girl about, God, back in 99 or 2000, I believe her name was Roxy. Roxanne was her name.
Right.
So a lot of people called her Roxy. They called her Roxy to strip clubs.
Roxy, Roxanne, yeah.
Right, okay. And another girl that she hung out with was named Sammy, and her name was Samantha. And then the third was JoJo, when they called her Joey.
Roxy, Sammy,
okay.
and Joey. Okay, so
JoJo.
Three dudes' names.
Okay.
Okay. This is weird. Nice. I'm just saying, it's weird that there's
Debbie's
or Linda's or anything.
Yeah,
Chess size, 36D, Samantha. Roxanne was a 34D, and JoJo was a 32DD.
Why'd you take measurements when they came over?
I looked at them and I knew what they were.
You can tell from a look?
I can tell from a look.
What's Mary Jane?
She's a 34 B or C.
Is that right, Mary Jane? Well done, Perry.
Whoa.
What a talent.
All right.
Okay. All right. They came over and they took me out for a little Korean food down the block in the same little corner where Denny's is.
Kimchi.
So
by the mansion, just so you could be close to the mansion?
What?
Just so you can be close to the
No,
mansion,
you flamer.
Because you get the urge.
Okay. So we got back to my place. I didn't understand why they even came over together, for one thing. And then I was first puzzled. Then I said, shoot. If this
Wait a minute,
was
You said
what,
shoot?
I said, shoot.
You
if
said
this
shoot.
Was, yeah, I go shoot. If this is what they want.
Is this? Are you reading from the paper?
I'm reading from my paper.
But did you really say shoot?
I don't remember what I said. I
don't think you've ever said shoot in your life.
Nobody thought shoot.
Shoot or shit. Shit, if this is this what they want, then I'm here for them. That's right. Yeah, they came in. I go, shit.
Oh, you said shit this
I
second
said, well,
time.
Shoot, shit, whatever.
You went from shoot to shit.
Yeah, shoot to shit.
How do you know they wanted it? How could you tell? At dinner?
Well, when your cock is getting grabbed under the table.
What? At the Korean place?
Yes.
Now, wait a second. Don't the Korean place have those barbecues? And you cook the stuff, and it's like a big gas thing that feeds the barbecue hibachi on the table?
Sometimes, right.
So how are they able to reach under the table when there's the gas thing between
When you're
you?
Sitting right next to them.
Oh, you're sitting next to them.
Yeah.
So
who, was okay,
who was sitting next to you and grabbing you? Was it Joe?
Roxy.
Was it Joe
Roxanne.
Or Rox
Steve?
Or Sam?
Roxanne.
Or Carl?
Or was it yourself? Were you grabbing yourself?
So after they took me out of the little sushi joint.
I thought it was Korean.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes in your story, Scaremaster.
Because you guys are butting in. Let me fucking read
it. Korean.
Sorry. Through.
Korean or sushi?
Which one?
Just pick one.
You know, people get in touch with me all the time and say that your sexcapades are all full of shit.
Yeah, that's
And this is really
Well, what did you eat? Let me ask you this. What did you eat? What food did you get? Because you always remember everything you get to eat.
We ordered like four or five different dishes.
But what did you get? You always remember what you get.
I had,
It's like a classic Korean dish.
Shoot, you can't remember anything.
I can't remember.
But
squat.
What, like, was it vegetables? Was it a meat?
Oh yeah, there was all vegetables, all thrown in a, in the thing mixed with fish and
stuff. Oh, you had fish? Korean fish?
Not Korean fish. Wasabi.
Wasabi, that's Japanese.
Well, all right.
Wait a
Japanese.
Minute. What the fuck is
I don't
wasabi?
Know what the fuck. Forget it.
I haven't heard one thing that's even close
okay.
to being a
okay, story. The waitress came up and said, what would you like to order? What did you guys say?
They did the ordering. I didn't
okay.
do any
what
of
what kind
ordering.
Of stuff did they order?
Well, there was rice. Yes. There was some vegetables, some green peas and shit.
Oh shoot!
Fuck it! We're not talking about food.
Yes,
we're talking about the girls.
Okay.
Excuse me. All right.
With guys' All right. names.
So now, what?
The
with
girls guy with guys'
names.
Sam, Joe,
Samantha,
Steve.
JoJo,
Carl. And Franklin.
I didn't say no. Carl or Franklin.
David
Samantha,
Jansen, Martin Balsam.
Roxanne and Joey. Or JoJo.
Joey.
She was Chris and JoJo? Joanne.
Fuck off, Joanna. Both of you. Fuck off, all three of you. All right.
How's your Korean food so far? Is everybody enjoying themselves?
So now JoJo ordered me.
You're very good at a Korean impression.
Really is.
Could you do the Korean waitress when she took your order?
Oh, do it as Jack Soo. Jack Soo.
JoJo goes, Perry, I told
oh,
you once.
We want to hear the Korean accent.
There was one flawless body. I said, I'm dreaming again. So I softly got on top, and then she flipped me over, and I fucked her like a jackrabbit.
Wait, she flipped
she fucked
you
me
over?
Like a jackrabbit.
Wait, what did she...
Okay, she started yelling,
she
and then...
fucked you.
Samantha said, keep it down.
She flipped you over.
Keep it down. I used to live down the hall.
Where was Samantha at this point? Where they were just watching.
Samantha was in bed with me first.
Then she jumped out, Roxy.
And she flipped me over.
And where was Casey and JoJo?
And JoJo was...
Was Steve watching during this time?
What about Jack Soo?
So you had a foursome. Okay. I mean, that is epic.
All right, and I said, how could I forget? No, she... She also said that that was another reason why I came over, about living down the hall and stuff. Let's see. I want to see you. She goes, I want to see you for a reason. And then I want to see you. See if you. Oh, she wanted to see if I could help her with a film. And I says, no porno for me, girl. And then that was fucked up because I'm in SAG-AFTRA, union benefits. Then Samantha hushed me up and started to blow me and said that it's now showtime. And I said, where's the cameras? There's, you know, better not be any cameras and I better not see myself on the fucking internet. So after I came on JoJo's back and wiped her clean, then Samantha
on a back.
Said, then Samantha said it's showtime again.
So she
so
was
Samantha
blowing you
and
then
I took,
you
took
came
a shower together.
Back. That's weird.
Huh?
She was blowing you, and then you came on her back.
Seems almost
that
impossible.
Seems...
No. Wrong check.
Oh, so Samantha was blowing you, and then someone else.
Carl.
You came on someone else's back.
Whose idea was to do all this?
What?
Whose idea was to do this?
Jack
Roxanne Sue. Came over with the girls.
Did they have
Roxanne
cameras?
Roxanne wanted me to do a movie with her.
So it's like your audition, almost.
Was the movie in Korean, or was it an English movie?
These are three white girls.
All right. Well, the other one who said that you
we went down to the corner to the Asian restaurant, the Korean joint.
Okay. Well, speaking of restaurants, you know, all guests on the show, they get gift certificates for What the Huck.
Oh.
That's right. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. What's the number, Perry? Do you remember?
323-654-7952.
That's right. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's... What the Huck, 323-654-7952. Mole, can you help us out for our Spanish-speaking friends?
323-654-7952.
That's What the Huck. And everyone on the show today will get gift certificates. And don't forget, order the number 14, get 10% off.
Some tasty stuff.
And another place to find these three girls is on Susan Block's...
okay,
line.
Enough. Anyway, what we have to do real quick is we now have to get to the moment we've all waited for. This is actually the pilot for the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection, starring Scary Perry Caramello.
Caravello.
Lisa Marie, who is now going out with Slate from Retribution.
Okay.
So, guys, you ready to hear this?
Totally.
And play it.
Simply Done, the podcast network.
All right, Perry.
Yes, sir.
This is the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. You and Lisa are hosting this. Now, this is going to be a segment that's put in our shows, and it's a pilot for you guys. I don't know how you're going to do. So it'll be about 15 minutes. I'll cue you when the show should start wrapping up. If you need me for any reason, I'll be right here, okay?
All right.
All right. All right. Now, remember, do your very best job here. This is kind of important. Okay. If you're ready to go, we can get this thing going.
I'm ready.
Go!
This is the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Start the opening music. The original band. Lower, mute the volume slowly on the music. Don?
Don't yell at me. Just do your show.
Hey, asshole!
I'm not an asshole.
Lower
the music's down. Just do your damn show.
It's the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
It's the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. We got an asshole as a fucking producer who doesn't know how to turn on the music when I ask for it.
You can't
but
call,
that's okay.
You can't call our producer an asshole.
He's
given us the opportunity to resurrect the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection 15 years later. Fast forward 15 years. Can you believe it's been 15 years?
Wow. Since we did the last show?
15 years.
Oh, holy shit.
It's been a long time.
Oh, my God. It's been forever, and it was felt like it was yesterday. You and I were together doing the show.
A few more wrinkles, but yeah.
A few more wrinkles, about 20, 30 more pounds on both of us. Actually, I'd say 40, 50 on mine, my end, because I was a
my
real
boobs
skinny
are just
bass.
Bigger.
Oh, shit! She did another boob job! Oh,
no,
oh!
I didn't.
Okay.
But the bra
look,
makes the
they
boob.
Look fantastic.
The bra makes
I
the
love
boob.
Them. I love them.
Seriously.
I love them. Blah, blah, blah.
I can prove it.
I love them forever.
So it's a little bit different doing the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection when we don't actually have a band here. What we did is we actually brought the CD of a band that was the first band on the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
The first band on the show back when we very originally did the show back in the 90s.
Angelus.
The name of the band is Angelus.
The song is Pain.
The song is Pain. It's very painful to even think about the song.
The pain. The song is not what caused me pain.
Stop.
You're the one that causes me pain.
Okay. Now, we are going to compare the very first version to this version. So,
Well, what's different? Let's share with people what's different. Okay, they started with a male vocalist.
They
back
started
in the 90s.
With Brian LeBove as the male vocalist on the original version.
Right.
Brian retired as a vocalist because he had some vocal problems. I guess he hurt his voice or something.
I wonder how he hurt his voice. We don't want to go there, though, do
no,
we?
No, I'm not going to go there on how he hurt his voice. It could be... never mind.
Hey, Perry.
He's not gay,
Perry.
Though. He's got a girl or a wife. What?
Perry, it's Don here in the control booth.
Hey. Oh, it's you.
Hey, listen. Maybe it'd be interesting to the people out there if you told them what happened to his voice. Back to you, Perry.
I don't know exactly what happened to his voice. I just know that he had some vocal problems and...
he immediately said something like it alluded to him being gay.
He's not gay.
No, you said
dude.
That it wasn't. Nobody thought that until you said it, though. Go back to your show.
Okay.
So anyway, he retired.
He retired as a vocalist.
They needed another singer.
And they hired another vocalist. Yeah, Little or Light is his name.
I wouldn't want to have the last name Little or the last name
L-Y-T-L-E, I believe it is spelled.
Little what? Anyway.
Anyhow, Dale... hired a new vocalist, and let's compare the vocals. You want to play the original version, Don? And
no, we want to play the second.
Okay.
Well, we want to play the second version. We already heard the original version.
Well, we heard just the opener. Let's hear the second version all the way through, and then we're going to hear the original version all the way through.
That's going to bore people.
Well, okay, the first main chords, meaning the first main vocal part, and then we'll hear the original version of the first main vocal part, which is like a minute and a half of the song. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You're the boss.
You want to cue it up, Mr. B? For me?
You talking to me?
Yes, sir.
My name's Don.
Okay,
Don. I got confused when you said Mr. B.
Okay, well, Don Barris, would you like to cue up?
It's all cued, ready to go.
All right, let's hear the new version
of Pain. The original or the new one?
The new version of Pain.
This is getting painful.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry.
Very painful. So
let's
hear a little bit of the original one.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm confused now. You said the new one.
Let's do the new one first, and then let's...
Okay, you guys are arguing amongst each other.
Of course we are.
Which one do you want first?
Let's hear the chick.
Let's hear the chick first.
Okay.
There she is.
Stop.
I hate to say
now this. The original version.
I hate to say this, but she sucks. I mean, I don't know her as a person. She might be a really nice gal, but she sucks. I don't know if she sucks cock, but she sucks. I'm sorry.
I got nothing more to say, but everything that Lisa just said.
Yeah, so let's hear the original
version.
Okay, Don, I think that's enough. Hey, you know what? He rock and roll.
He
totally rocks.
I feel bad that Brian had to retire as a vocalist.
Yeah, and I feel really bad for saying that she sucks, because what if we have them as a guest on the next Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection? I might get in trouble. I might get bitch slapped.
I'm planning on getting Naomi as our first band on the show. I'm planning that. Because Naomi is on the...
Who's Naomi?
Naomi Nektar from the band Kiss the Salt.
And why would we have Naomi because on the band and
Naomi,
not have this band on?
Because Naomi was on the Video Stick.
I'll
show you that when we get home.
Video Stick. What's a Video Stick?
The Video Stick has got songs. My God, it's got albums up the ass on this stick. It's got...
Albums up the ass and stick. Why is it always like up the ass and stick and like everything we say is dirty?
I'm sorry to be sounding perverted.
It's got
bands from my God, Alabama all the way down to freaking Metallica, Motley Crue. It's got every Motley Crue.
We want to go to your stick to get bands to put on the show. They're all on your stick.
Okay.
Well, just go to a stick, and there are the bands.
Yeah. Those are the international bands, but not the local bands.
Okay.
The local bands are not on the stick. We want the local bands to become international bands. That was my goal originally.
And did any of the bands? Because I joined the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection a little bit later on. I was the co-host that stuck. In a big way, I guess.
Yes.
But, but at any rate, are there any of the bands that were on your show that have, quote-unquote, made it, been signed by...
Reiko, her band Dig Jelly has made it big.
Her band what?
The name of the band is Dig Jelly.
Dig Jelly?
Dig Jelly, and Naomi's pretty well known out there. I mean, she's playing all over the place, but she's not a headliner like Justin Bieber is, or like Metallica.
Do you think that Justin Bieber would do our show?
I could ask.
Wouldn't that rock and roll?
I could ask, I'm in touch with the guy all the time.
Now, what I would like to see with the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection is not only have local bands, but...
But have international bands,
Because I know when we did have the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection, which was on cable access, and that was before, you know, the wonderful world of the internet and podcasts, there was bands begging to be on the show. There was people that wanted to be our friends just to be on the show. They didn't even like us. They just wanted to be on the show.
Let's also get the Rainbow Bar and Grill to be a sponsor because we met the majority of the bands right there at the boat.
No, exactly. But I think it'd be great if we could bring artists that are already signed, if we could bring some major artists.
Like, again, Justin.
I mean, he's not a rock and roller.
He's not a rock and roller. He's very, very big on the pop scene. We should get, Smashing Pumpkins.
Britney Spears.
Britney.
No, I don't.
Christina. Not my daughter, but I'm talking the other Christina Aguilera.
Anyway, we just want to resurrect the...
We want to resurrect comedy, rock and roll! We want to resurrect rock and roll and not just mellow rock, but all rock!
Except rock cocaine.
We're not
going to resurrect that.
I'm retired from that since...
What do you mean we? I was never a cokehead.
I says I'm retired from that. I didn't say we.
Okay, good. Just checking.
I got other vitamins and nutrition that I'm into. Bulletproof is my nutrition.
Bulletproof?
Because I'm bulletproof, baby.
I don't even want to ask. I don't even want to know.
Okay. So, let's talk... what's been in your life for the past 15 years other than me?
No, I've been busy. I've been working a lot. I never have been a model. I'm not a model. I've done a lot of television, but here's the deal. I've been waiting 15 years. I've been sitting on my couch to do another episode of the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. So that's what I've been doing for 15 years. I've been a couch potato waiting.
You've
for the
been
show.
A couch potato for 15 for years 15 waiting years. To do this show.
Yep, that's what I've been doing.
Oh, lying. Piece of ass. Oh, man. And you've been selling cars, too. That's right.
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I can hang with the best of the dudes.
All right. What else? God, I'm just melting in those eyes.
I just want to say...
Your eyeballs are making me... Are possessing me like Don's eyeballs.
It's not my eyeballs. It's my boobs.
Those eyeballs, too. But, yeah, your eyes, your smile. Of course, the boobs make me possessed. But now, when can... Never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
No, you're not going to go there.
So when are we going to get a new band on the show?
Whenever they pick up the show. So we really kind of need support from the fans. Who wants to see the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection? I don't think that this is very exciting, just sitting here watching you and me.
I don't either.
I think that we need...
We need a live band to perform live on the show. And then we interview the band.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. Or if they can't come live on the show, they need to bring their CD, their music video, whatever.
All right. Nikki Sixx, Tommy Lee, Vince Neil. You know what I'm talking about, guys. And I'm not fucking around. This is my Motley Crue boys, my homies, Vince has got a place out in Palm Springs. You and I both lived out there. Oh, God damn it, get in contact with us. Stop fucking around. I need you on the show. You're not on the first show because that's Naomi's spot. You're on the second show. Oh, oh, oh.
And then we're going to have Justin Bieber.
Okay.
The Biebs.
Then we'll have the Biebs on. I don't know if his mom will want to come on with the Biebs because I've been trying to get all head over heels over her, you know.
Now, speaking of head over heels, Perry, since this is the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection, we have to have something funny about it. Why do you always wear your fanny pack? You would never date Biebs' mom with that fanny pack. Like, no sane woman would ever go on a date with you wearing that fanny pack.
Well, you know, I've got all my meds in here. One.
Yeah, but you can put them in a plastic. I've been telling this to Perry for years, that he can take his meds and he can put them in a plastic
plus
baggie.
Plus the phone
and
is there.
And you put your phone in a pocket like a normal person, like a human being. And then you put your pills in a little baggie, sandwich baggie, and put them in your pocket. Or you get a man bag. You get a Merce. A Merce would be better than the fanny pack.
This is my man bag. Then I bring a fucking backpack with me wherever I go.
It'd be better than a fanny pack.
I guess we're done.
Yeah, I think we're done. I'm done.
Oh, we're done with the show?
I need a guest. I need somebody more exciting to talk about than just you.
You want to bring Don in as a guest?
I think it'd be fun. Barris Kennedy Overdrive. We've got to bring them on, too.
Let's bring them in, too.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So at any rate, let us know what you think. Get a hold of our boss man and let him know that you
want
the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection back on the air.
Again, email the Scaremaster in
What's
the subject
email?
Line.
But your email is not email. The Scaremaster. How do they email you?
ScaryPerry at K.
Stop! FTTPN, Simply Done.
Whoa, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So you guys aren't making sweet love like you said you were.
No, it was with Eric Slate.
She's great.
She's professional. She brings it home. She knows what she's doing.
I love Lisa to death.
Why do you continue to hold her back?
What do you mean continue to hold her back?
I mean, why are you shackling her to you?
Yeah, let her be free.
She is free.
Nah, not really.
She's free. She's dating Slate.
Yeah, she is. She's doing more than dating him.
They say if you love something, let it go date Slate.
Yeah, if you love them, let them free. And if they come back, they'll be there forever.
She's not coming back, though, I don't think.
She's back as my co-host.
Yeah, but she'll never
but she's not going to come back.
She's not coming back as a girlfriend or
she
a wife.
She never was your girlfriend.
She never was, and I never said she was.
Well, you did. You said you ate her ass.
Yeah, you said that she ate your ass.
Oh, my God.
I'm just repeating.
These computer graphic fucking things that these goddamn motherfuckers do to people online.
Well, Perry, that was from one of our...
It's from the podcast, so it's you talking.
It's out of your mouth. Yeah, you said it.
We didn't.
It might have come out of my mouth, but I do not recall saying to anybody, I ate Lisa Marie's ass.
Well, let's get to the best thing we do on this show. It is time once again for a thing that people have said, wow. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call mole play.
All right.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Now, if you've never heard mole play before, mole play is an improv game that we play here. This is where mole will set a scene. He'll then cast a scene. He will then direct us on what we do. The only thing we don't know is, mole, what are we going to be doing on today's mole play?
Okay, today's mole play is going to answer a lot of questions.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're finally going to find out what happened in that Korean sushi restaurant where Scaremaster went to dinner with Roxy, with JoJo, with Sam,
Samantha,
and
Roxy,
David
JoJo.
Jansen, and Martin Balsam.
There was no Martin
in
Balsam.
In tonight's
no
Murder for Hire. No, tonight. In tonight's episode, Wasabi Heat. How about that?
Nice.
Very good. Nice. Very good.
It's like a Quinn Martin production. So here's what I would like to do. I would like to find out exactly what everyone's eating and find out who seduced who. We're going to join the party now. Let's think.
They seduced me. What do you mean who
hold
seduced
on
who?
A second. Hold on a second.
We're going to find out.
A mystery.
Scaremaster, you're going to play. You be Roxanne. Dan, you be Scaremaster. Dominic, would you please be the waitress who's taking their order and finding out what they would like?
I'd love to.
Roxanne only has one thing on her mind, but Scaremaster's also hungry. Mole play!
Good evening, folks. You guys look like you're having a great time. Can I get some drinks to start you off?
I would like a glass of ice water!
Glass of ice water for the lunatic and madam?
Yes.
Would you like a drink?
We're going to have some Korean beer.
Korean beer. Okay, great.
The acai beer.
That's Japanese beer.
I'll get
a local Korean beer for you guys, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes. You guys have fun.
Hurry back, I'm hungry!
Finally, Roxy and Scaremaster alone at the table, except for Sam and JoJo and Martin Ball.
Shut the fuck up.
That's no way to talk to the lady, the Scaremaster. Scaremaster, seducer.
I'm not seducing.
No, you're not. You're JoJo. That's you're Roxy. I'm Perry. He's Scaremaster. Hey, Roxanne, tell Scaremaster what you like about him, what you find so attractive about him.
Oh, my God. I don't want
to
do
Roxanne
this.
Looks at Scaremaster and tells him why she's been so attracted to him.
It's been way too long for me to come by to see you. You know, I know I've been away from you for like 10, 12 years. We got to start working together.
Put your hand under the table! Touch my cock! Touch me!
Oh, fuck.
Touch it!
Beat it, motherfucker!
No, I got touched by you!
And here's the waitress back with the drinks.
Folks, here's your ice water. Here's
fuck
your
you! Beer.
And I know you guys look like you're having a great time, but I just wanted to say there's no touching of each other's genitals in the restaurant. This is a hygienic place to be. And any more of that, and I'm going to have to throw you guys out, especially the ugly one. Thanks.
Yeah, and then we left.
And then they started eating the food. Go ahead, eat the food.
After we ate the food.
You know, eat the food. Eat the food. Make the sound.
Here's your kimchi. Here's your rice.
I love kimchi more than I love life itself.
Some soup for you.
All right, we had soup. We had
some soup. Right. A nice Korean fish dish.
The vegetables. You had
some
vegetables.
Roasted right. Vegetables.
Right.
With the fish.
Please stop wanking him off under the table, madam. Please don't do that. It's not allowed in a restaurant.
It's really good! It's really good!
It's supposed to be hygienic. I'm going to have to ask you all to leave. Thank you.
And then they kiss goodnight.
Get that tongue out of my ear!
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Wow, that was a tough one. Good working with you, Tom. You were really good as a waitress.
Scaremaster, you're a little all over the place. But
well, we had quite a show today. A lot of things went on. And I'd like to thank our guest, the great Dominic Monaghan.
Lovely to be
by.
Here with you guys.
Don't forget, watch his... What kind of show would you call it?
I would say it's a travel adventure nature
yes,
show.
Yes, absolutely.
Wild thing.
Wild things.
Yeah. Watch that on the... BBC America. So catch that. Do you want to say anything else, like Twitter account or anything?
Yeah,
like
come
that?
Follow me on Twitter, Dom's Wild Things.
Always okay, fun. There you go. Right. So, guys, if you want to get in touch with the rest of us on the social network, you can get in touch with me at SimplyDon1 on Twitter, Dom Barris on Facebook. What, Perry?
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
You got to stop Perry being private on Twitter. Be public.
Yeah, you got to.
Because I can't follow you. I can't follow you until you're public.
Yeah,
okay.
You have.
Because I've
you're a private.
I had some problems with people.
Wow. That
sure. What did they do?
They didn't open up their wallet and say, Scary Perry, I need to give you some money.
Mole, you got anything?
Look at all that cash.
I owe you cash from that that bet I made.
What bet was this?
The NCAA thing when I said that the Barber College was going to win.
Oh, no, I think I said that I'll bet you they don't win. You always want to go up against me.
Well, I borrowed some money from some guys.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Is that 100?
It's the last of my cash.
Do you want to say anything? Where people can get in touch?
You can reach me at The Real Malinsky at Twitter.
Every night, I'm at the world famous comedy store. Monday nights, don't forget the Ding Dong Show on the Death Squad Network. And you know what, Dominic? It was a pleasure having you. That's two shows in a row. Guys, put her there.
Always
here we
pleasure.
Go. Big three! Goodbye. Yeah,